So good morning and welcome to the Let's Talk Property podcast. My name is Laura and I'm here today taking over Rory and Sophie's podcast because as a friend, as a client, I've been listening and watching you. I've been really impressed by the service we've had as clients of yours and as friends watching what you do. And as you know, in my business, leadership and performance, it's very much about why do people love businesses? It's because people buy people. And it's how people are with them, how people make them feel. And it's the service we've had from you as clients. And I just wanted to know, what's more of the story about you two? Let's get to know the people behind Rory McDonald Property. So, ready?
Yeah.
Shall we go?
Let's go.
You're business partners. You run marathons together. You do CrossFit. You've got children. How do you do it? What's the secret?
Well, I think the best place to start with this question is that from a work perspective, Rory and I have completely different skill sets. So Rory does more of the operational property management side of things, and I do much more of the marketing, the communications, the presentation side of things. And I think that allows us to shine in our own department without having constant disagreements or like difficult conversations around everyday parts of what we do. And that is fundamentally what makes this work. And we really respect each other's strengths and we understand each other's weaknesses. And that just allows us to work well together and not have every day become this like constant grind. Mm. So I think fundamentally from a work perspective, that's probably how this does work. And then without sounding like really cheesy, we actually just really like each other. How long have we been going out for? How long have we been? 20?
This year we've been together. We're going to be together half our lives. Effectively, this year will be that turning point.
Yeah.
So we've literally grown up together from 19 years old. So the fact that, you know, we now work together, we've had good times, mm-hmm. we've had difficult times. Mm-hmm. We've learned, you know, what some of us are good at and what we're not, you know. We had Sophie joined at one point as a property manager to help when she was pregnant. She was useless.
It was terrible.
Absolutely shocking, the worst we've had. But we also learned that it wouldn't work. Mm-hmm. So we've adapted and changed. And over time, you know, the fact that we've got kids and working together works. So we can navigate the week, pickups, drop offs, making sure they're there at their events or whatever it is. This time of year, lots of viewings happen in the evenings. So
yeah.
Sophie's there, we'll pick up the kids and not stressing that I'm not back because that's our job this time of year. And later on the year, there's a lot more time that I can pick up a lot of the workload of picking up the kids from school so Sophie can get on with the marketing side of it. So just adapting week by week, month by month. And as I said, because we've done it for years together, you know, we've learned it. It works.
Mm. And fundamentally, like, we champion each other, which I know sounds, again, a little bit cheesy. But, you know, I want Rory to be successful at work. He wants me to be successful at work. You know, he wants me to have the time with the kids that I want with the kids and vice versa. And also down to making sure we both have time to go to the gym and to train and to keep fit and to keep healthy and to eat well. So we know that the more we support each other, the happier we will be together as a unit.
Mm.
And that just works really well for us. I think because we've got similar interests as well. I think that works well. But also we need space from each other sometimes.
Yeah.
As everybody does. And luckily I've got a great group of CrossFit friends that I get to go away with or just have, I just, you know, go to my room, watch TV or whatever that might be. We just respect that when we need that space or we don't want to talk about work at home, that immediately stops and it's not pushed. And that's what works well for us.
Brilliant. Thank you for sharing. And what I've noticed actually is what we see in a lot of high performing teams is that you have communicated to each other and defined your ways of working.
Yeah.
And once you have those defined ways of working, you then also give yourself space to be agile and, you said, adaptable when things change or move around. A bit like great athlete is agile and adaptable. As corporate athletes, you've both shown that by defining that, you give yourself space to be agile when stuff changes, right? Like with children and, like you say, with drop-offs and all those other things. Brilliant.
Yeah.
So I'd love to know a bit more. I know a little bit about what you do and a little bit about why you've done this podcast to share practical tips for your clients. Yep. What do you do? I'd love you to define it. And then I'd love to know, What makes you different? So let's start with what you do.
So we let, manage and sell property across London. Mm-hmm. Is the easiest way of describing it. So we work with, we have sort of around 60 clients that we manage their investments. So mm-hmm. that could be a single unit property to a multiple unit HMO, which is a house of multiple occupancy, where there's rooms to let. And also we have buildings that are 10 flats and we manage everything for that building for that owner. So common parts, making sure there's health and safety regulations are up to date. Everything that you would expect someone to do for you, mm-hmm. we can do it all under one roof rather than lots of companies that have different people doing different aspects of it. And we've spent years adapting our skills to that. So we had a block management business, which for, if you don't know that side, is like service charge management and health and safety regulations and insurance of buildings. We had that business and we sold it 2 years ago. And that freed up time for us to move into the sales side of it because we know that, as you said earlier, people deal with people mm-hmm. and the market's changing and we wanted to make sure we could offer that service to our clients. And since then, we've had clients that have had rentals with us. We put on the market to sell for them. We've either sold them or the for some reason it hasn't sold for the price they're looking for at this time in their investment. Mm-hmm. We pulled it back off the market, re-rented it, and we'll try again in a couple of years when they need their money out again. So we can cover all aspects of that for your for our clients. And then with that, within the flats, is all the management and the maintenance, any issues we can deal with. We invested our time and money into AI technology to help that. So our tenants are happier, to give sort of a rounded service to everybody.
Fantastic.
Is that?
Yeah, I mean, we generally don't take on more than 6 or 7 properties to sell at a time because mm-hmm. we want to make sure that we're giving as much time and attention to each property that needs selling because it does take a lot with social media today. We put quite a lot of time and effort into that. Mm. There's a lot of viewings that need to be done. You've got buying agents who are retained by other clients that you need to keep building those relationships with. You need to keep pushing that property out there and it takes time and effort. It's not just as simple as launching it on Rightmove anymore. Mm-hmm. So we don't want to take on any more than 6 or 7 properties at a time. And yeah, that's fundamentally who we are and what we offer.
Brilliant. I mean, I've learned a lot. House of multiple occupancy. I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. So thank you. Every day is a school day. We love this. What I'd love to ask you as well is, estate agents can get a bit of a heavy rap and some mm-hmm. difficult PR or some negative PR sometimes. So what makes you different? What makes you stand out? I've felt it, but I'd love mm-hmm. your audience to know.
I think first and foremost, you're dealing with the business owners. So you'd be dealing with me and Rory. So if, for example, you wanted to put your property on to sell, the first time you'd meet anyone from our business would be me and Rory. And from there, every conversation moving forwards would be with us. Mm-hmm. Every viewing that would be done would be with us. Any negotiation that goes on between a client, a buyer, is with us. Pushing the property along is with us. So you really get the expertise throughout the whole your whole experience working together. And that is also the same for property management. I mean, we do have a property manager because there's a lot of everyday stuff that can be pushed along by our PM, which is great. But in terms of any bigger investments, any refurbishments that need to be done, any of the viewings, we do it. So we really take complete ownership. And one of the things we say in our business is every challenge is for us to overcome and every success is for us to celebrate. And that's really like our approach to looking after someone's asset. So when you are giving us your property to either rent and manage mm-hmm. or to sell, we take complete ownership of that. You're not passed over to one department for one thing, for compliance, or one department for lettings, or one department for property management, and another department for accounts. It's just us, and we look after every aspect of that for you. So I think that's a key differentiator. Mm-hmm. I think one of the other things that's important, particularly in this market with how much costs have spiraled from a property management and investment perspective, is we've spent the last 10 to 15 years building up a network of contractors who we work with, who have come to our house and fixed problems in our house, who we've recommended to very mm-hmm. good friends of ours to fix issues in their homes. And that allows us to ensure that these contractors who are going to these properties know these properties well in the first place. They may have been to them before, been to them a second time, And they just don't charge these extortionate fees that so many contractors charge. Even for out of hours, they don't charge us any more for out of hours than they do for during like the normal working day. And we've just built up that relationship where they'll be there for us if and when we need them 7 days a week. Mm-hmm. And also those costs are really well managed. And I think in particularly in the rental market today, trying to maximize that in return on your investment, I think that's really important. And then thirdly, I just think we're really innovative with what we do. I think, you know, we've got AI that's running a lot of the maintenance for a lot of our clients. So if a tenant submits a problem, they actually speak to an AI bot and that bot can actually resolve an issue really quickly and really easily for them. So they're much happier. We're not calling out contractors unnecessarily. You know, we're not having to deal with some of these issues as well, which is helpful for our time. And then when it comes to selling properties, like we're really innovative with using social media and putting campaigns and budgets behind properties online. Our presentation is great. We use drones to sell properties. So we're really trying to push the boundaries and think, you know, what can we do that's different here? What will stand this property out from someone else? So have I missed anything?
Is that no, but I think part of it from that is it's a relationship. It's a partnership with whoever the client is. So if it's a whoever it is, so it's a contractor, we have a partnership with them. We know how they work. We don't make money off the contractors. So every contractor is making the money themselves, which is unlike most agents, they'll charge commission on top. We don't do it that way because our job is we get paid by our client for managing their properties. But also with selling a property or renting it, it's a partnership. It's working out what the client needs and wants and working out how we get to that point. Because everyone's situations are different. So it's addressing them. Two people could be selling the exact same house, but with two different reasons why they're selling. And it's actually working. Okay, well, how do we need to get you what you need for your next move? Because that then will work out our strategy rather than coming in and giving you the highest price to win the listing, to then have it sit on the market and actually cause a negative impact to the property and to your time, which is maybe why some agents get a bad rep on the sales side, because they're all just trying to get the next business and number of properties where actually we contact owners and speak to clients that we know we can add value to. And if they're asking for a price that's not realistic, it's not worth our time and our investment. We put our own money into the marketing as well. So it works both ways. That's why we see it as a partnership. They put some money in, we put some money in, and we're joined to end goal to sell the property. And then the lettings and management, it's the same with the clients. We're partnered with them to make sure their assets looked after.
Yeah. And that's such a great word, partnership. And I think that really comes across from both of you. One, you live and work in the community, but also I can see that you partner, you build relationships, you're invested in the community. You know, you do a lot to support, you know, the Minis chairman at Rossin Park, aren't you, Rory? I mean, you can just see that you're both invested in the community and that you're relationship building, and that human side of you, I think, really comes across. Right. I'd love to know what motivates you. You got to get up every day. Can be tough in the industry. Building your own business, running your own business is tough. What motivates you?
For me, I love it when I can see an opportunity in the market. So I'm a marketer by background. Generally, it was hospitality, but I love it when I can see opportunity to differentiate what's being offered from our competitors. And I can see that this, how we're carving our service is really beneficial for clients, particularly in the market at the moment. So for me, it's always like, oh, how can I exploit the lack of service in the industry? Or how can I exploit a personal service in the industry? Or how can I use social media to market properties really well? How can I get more people to see this property that we've got for sale than any other competitor would be able to do, because we're more mobile, we're more agile and more creative, and we've got much more flexibility. So I love being able to spot those opportunities and then really drive that forward and take really Rory and everything he knows and he offers and just put it out there to as many people as possible. So that's what motivates me. I'm all about like the business opportunity and how to be better than competitors, and that's what kind of gets me excited and motivated.
Nice. Rory, how about you?
Mine's a lot more simpler. Genuinely helping people. Yeah. Like I've always done that from leaving. Anytime I've worked in anything before this, it's always about sort of getting results and helping people. And that generally motivates me every day. And you know.
And actually, I think that's a really interesting point because I'm very like business and very focused on what can we, you know, like, how can we exploit this opportunity and where's the money in this and where's the margin in this? And Rory's very much like, I can do all of this for this person. And there's many times where I'm like, okay, that's great. You're going to spend your time to help this person, help that person, which is really important and a big part of who we are and what we offer. But I also need to make sure that if Rory is doing something extra for a client, whether it's getting refurbishment quotes or a bigger refurb job or whatever it might be, that I'm like, and how much are we charging for that? And how much are we charging for that? And is that included within the management fee? And, you know, is this above and beyond, you know, what is included within a reasonable fee? And that's where I think we balance each other quite well. Rory's like, I'm super generous with my time and with what I want to do. And I'm always that kind of, I'm almost like the accountant in the business sometimes.
Yeah. But what, I mean, what a great combination. We started today, didn't we, talking about how you're able to do this and do so many things together is because actually you have different skill sets and you've learned to combine them so beautifully. But you can be very commercial and very kind at the same time.
Yeah.
And what a lovely marriage of empathy and strategy. Thank you for sharing.
Well said, well put together, Lara.
Thank you for sharing that. So, moving on. If you weren't in property, what would you be doing?
Coaching sport. I studied that, started in it.
Okay.
And it's just something I enjoy. I still do it now, but just as on the weekends for the kids. But that's something that I really enjoy. Once again, that's helping people, but just done it since I've been 18 in some form. And that's what I genuinely like enjoy doing. And as I did before I moved into property, that's what I did for a living. So yeah, I think I'd go straight back into doing that because it's good and you know, it's fun. And that's why we do what we do now and get involved with the community stuff.
Yeah.
Because actually people see it as a lot of work and hassle, but you know, there's enjoyment in there of the kid that doesn't like to play the sport that turns up every week, you know, and his parents say, or from either boy or girl, that this is one of their favorite sessions of the week. You know, you can't really beat that for, you know, your own kids. It's a bit different coaching them, but you know, that's a whole other scenario.
Yeah.
So brilliant. I'd be straight into back into that.
Brilliant. Soph?
For me, I think I would be working in British Motorsport in the marketing department.
I mean, who would have known that about you, Soph? Tell us more.
Well, I mean, I've always loved Formula One from when I was younger. Unfortunately, I haven't been able to watch it as much now I've had the kids.
Yeah.
But I applied for a job a few years ago before we moved into sales and before we rebranded the business. And I was offered a job in the British Motorsport sort of governing body. And I couldn't do it because it was based up in Bicester Village, which was just going to be too much of a commute.
Mm.
But it probably would have been a step towards that kind of motorsport marketing role, which would have just been a bit of a match made in heaven. And I think I would have really loved it. But, you know, some things are not meant to be. And I think I'm exactly where I'm meant to be. But that's probably what I'd like to be doing outside of this if I was going to be doing something else.
Love that.
I know.
So from Formula One, motorsport, that's so cool. That's so cool. If you could give one piece of advice to someone selling their home, what would that be?
Speak to me.
Nailed it. Nailed it. Fantastic. And we will. I certainly will. So?
For me, I'm a little bit more specific on the presentation of your home. I think, you know, historically, you used to be able to kind of take some pictures and just put it on Rightmove. You'd have a good two or three offers on your property and it would go. The market is just very different today. It's very competitive.
Mm-hmm.
And the buyer has changed. So you want to get as many viewings as possible on your property. And so you need to make sure that your home is in what we call sell mode, not live mode. So all the surfaces are cleared, that paperwork's tidied away. The bed sheets should be white with maybe one colorful pillow on. Toilet lids should be down, toilet rolls put away, shampoos cleared away. Like, you need to present your home as if the queen is coming over to have a look at it. And it's a difficult conversation to have with a buyer because it's a buyer's home and it's quite personable to say, the seller. to say that because, you know, people are very proud of their home and what they have, but it is just about taking it from what we say live mode to sell mode and just invest your time in that. And I mean, we've turned up and we've shifted boxes, we've put white duvet covers on beds, we've bought colorful pillows. You know, we will do some of the heavy lifting as well if that.
So you've got involved to help clients.
Yeah.
And without them, how have you done that without them going, you know, like you said, it's a difficult conversation, like your house is a mess.
Yeah.
Sort it out. You've actually, how have you done that? Encourage them to, like you say, put the white sheets on the pillow.
A lot of it's there's comparables. So you can say that this, you know, everyone will see your house is the best house and yours is better than the one two doors or next door that's the same price or what you want to put on it. But there are certain things. Like every house, obviously, as Sophie said, sell mode and live mode, but every house has a selling point. There's a reason why you bought your house. And what that reason is usually the selling point for that next house. So, or for the next person. Because there'll be certain things that you're like, when I walked in, this is what we want. Obviously, if you've refurbed it, it's a very different story. But, you know, or people come around and say, I love this section of your house. I love sitting here, you know, with the sun, you know, beaming in. Or when it's a hot day, be nice and cool in this corner or having air conditioning on a day like today. These are the things that you extract from the owner. And then obviously that's the key point. If what we want is to make sure that when people look at this house, that they go, oh, I want to be there. I want to be there for that reason. I think that's an important part. And the conversation is, you know, we'll return it to the same way it was after the photos if they don't want to do anything. And then we'll just do a lot of the hard work and move the boxes around. And at other times it's presenting it. So we know, you know, those certain cues you may give the owner when we do a viewing, we need it set up like this. We need your desk to be tidy. Or the kitchen counters to be clean, because you know your eyes will straight away focus on something that's not right, and then sometimes actually there's other things that they want to hide and cover up, and you actually want them to leave it.
Okay.
If there's certain, you know, there's certain things, or you know there's certain items that you're there that you want them to show how they live there, because that's actually kind of how the house would get set up, rather than just your standard format. Staging properties is quite a big thing at the moment as well. So if a property is empty, obviously having furniture in it makes a big difference. So there's actually sometimes investing money in a company to come in and actually stage the property. Or if a room's empty because, you know, you've had lodgers in or, you know, children have moved out, so there's no furniture in that room, actually putting a bed in there and making it look like a room or a smaller box room, making it an office rather than a bedroom because, you know, if you can get a double bed in it, I always say it's a London double. But obviously sometimes some rooms are too small, so you might want to set up as an office because people work from home more these days.
Yeah.
And rather than having a sort of single bed in there. So it's little things like that that you have as a conversation to just make sure that you know, you're presenting it for people to live in when they come in. You know, it all depends on who's going to live there, isn't it, as well?
Yeah, and you've also got different tricks you can do. Like, you know, like if the property is a bit dated or it's a probate even, you know, you can do different types of video tours. You can do quite a detailed tour where you walk people through a property with a video, for example, and every room it walks into, the camera spans around and you can see it quite clearly. And then you can do some that have more of a feel where you kind of, you know, walk past a room and you get the feel of what that room might be like, and it shows some sort of character of a property. And so it's about creating more of that lifestyle and the feel rather than a detailed property tour. So there's ways, there's tricks around it if you need to. So we can kind of make it work either way, really.
Yeah, lovely. Brilliant. And do you also, or would you have a piece of advice for, is it rental investment, Soph? Is that the right term?
Yeah, yeah.
Would there be a key bit of advice you would give for people wanting to do that?
Yeah, I think the right now there's a new renters reform bill going to come in at some point. We've just been, the news today have just said it's going to be later in the year or early 2026. And that will then, a lot of it will depend on that. So lots of landlords, actually not a lot of ours, but a lot of landlords are selling up now because they're scared of the rules coming in, when actually holding on to an asset and working out what happens in that. With that scenario will actually be better because it's already been effectively brought in Scotland very similar years ago. It didn't make the difference everyone thinks it's going to make. So, you know, it's looking at your asset and actually working out, you know, what the best use of your property is. So it's making sure that if you're putting money into it, that it's actually a good use of, you know, decking the garden, decking outside, or spending all that money at the right time rather than just doing it. And actually dealing with someone like ourselves who have good contractors that are well priced could save you money in the long run. We have lots of clients that will get quotes themselves, then ask us to quote, and we'll always generally have guys that will come in better priced than them and that we trust and can do it generally faster.
I think I think the other piece of advice for the rental investment is when you're meeting tenants that you're not there to pitch the property to them. The property will always sell itself. You're really there to interview the tenant. So who is this person you're going to be moving into someone else's home? What work do they do? Where do they live at the moment? Why are they moving? And just sort of interview them without them knowing you're interviewing them. So it's always about building that relationship and having that conversation with them. That's also where we say, you know, we let and we manage this property. So you'll be dealing with us throughout the whole of your tenancy. We're not just letting this for you and then we'll pass you over to some other management department. You'll be dealing with us personally. So for us, it's really important that we find the right person. So we try and set the clear expectations as well of how we work and what we expect from tenants in obviously a very friendly, reasonable way. So I'd say if you are going to rent, the one piece of advice I would say is interview that tenant very subtly but very cleverly.
Great piece of advice. Great piece of advice. Well, thank you both. It's been fascinating to know a bit more about Rory and Sophie behind Rory McDonald Property. Get to know a little bit more about your story. I'm going to throw one at you that we haven't talked about before and say, if you were going to sum up Rory McDonald Property in three words, what would it be? What are your what three words?
I'd probably say it's like 360 property management.
Love that. Bro? Yeah.
I'd left that to the marketer to do it. Using our skill sets.
Personal expert. What's the last one?
That's how it works.
Professional.
Expert, professional. Yeah.
There you go.
There we go.
That's brilliant.
Look at that. Sorry. I answered that question all by myself.
It's been really interesting speaking to you both today. I spent a lot of time with leaders and teams and on their high-performing habits, their ways of working and facilitating that kind of conversation. Mm-hmm. I think it's been really interesting seeing that whilst, you know, it's the two of you running it, you have already done a lot of the things that I would coach. The great communication, setting your ways of working, understanding each other, and when you've set those ways of working and set those boundaries, you then have that foundation of trust. So when you have that fabric of trust, that foundation of trust with each other, and you understand what Sophie's going to do, what Rory's going to do, and respect those boundaries, then it gives you the space to be creative, to be agile in the moment, and to move into that 1% better. So if we think about every organization there is in the world, everyone gets up every day, they want to make more profit, or they want to make more product, or they want to get better at. But how do we get into that agile space, into that accelerator space, if we haven't had the conversations that define and communicate that fabric of trust? And lots of times I see people have not put the work in so that the whole team understand where we're at, and you can remove the wasted emotional time on figuring out the ways of working, like, why did Rory speak to me like that? Maybe he doesn't like the way I am, maybe da 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 da, and the energy into Chinese whispers that can happen if ways of working haven't been defined and communicated well. So from my point of view, I just wanted to congratulate both of you for building that between you, especially when you're under pressure, you've got children, you've everything else that you do, and it's always the two of you. What a great team. Well played. Thank you very much. It's been great to know you a bit better. Thank you for joining us on Let's Talk Property. I think it's Let's Talk Property. I think it's worth saying that today is the hottest day of the year. We're sitting here on Tuesday, the 1st of July. So if you're watching us and we're glowing more and more as we go, that's why. But thank you. Great to talk to you.
Thank you, Lara.
Thank you, Lara.